This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, hour two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, welcome. How are you, sir?
John, I'm doing fantastic, and today's topic is even more appropriate now than when I wrote it a few days ago.
Oh, man, is it not? I'll leave it at that. I'm going to talk more about that throughout the rest of the show today, but for those of you that maybe are just joining us for hour two here, our topic is persevere every day in every way until the very end.
Absolutely. And I led off with Thomas Paine's, "These are the times that try men's souls," because for the past 2 years, we've lived in a country with so many challenges. I think you talked earlier about decision fatigue. I think we've got discouragement fatigue going on in the country as well. And part of this piece is looking at our founders as some of the examples that can help us navigate our way through these times.
Perfect. And you're right. And again, I try to be as reasonable and upbeat as possible on the show. I don't want to just be negative day in and day out, because that builds its own set of fatigue, even in myself, which I just don't want, Richard. So, try to look at the positives of the things that are out there. But I will tell you that, how should I say this, Richard? What we're going through now as a country, unless we get things turned around, this is just the beginnings of what true communism, as you go down that path, starts to look like. And I don't know of anyone, Richard, that's ever lived in a communist country that left that enjoyed their stay there.
Well, I concur with you, and the question is how we respond to the situations. And that's why when I use the George Washington, the more I study George Washington, the more impressed and the more I admire him, his example and his leadership, because during 1776, we lost every battle. Our army retreated from New York and the Brooklyn area to New York to New Jersey, all the way down into Pennsylvania. Things looked so bad. There were so many people quitting, and only George Washington's perseverance held us together until that magical moment that we'll talk about in a minute.
And we, I guess the question for you, and this is where I believe you, I, others like us, and really we really do need in the country a single voice that could bring everybody together. And the fact of the matter is, we don't have that. So collectively, folks like you and I that have some sort of a public voice, I guess you could say, need to be that voice. But let's face it, Richard, we don't have that one single voice in leadership in the country telling us what we should do and where we should go.
Well, you're correct. And that's why it is imperative that each of us in our spheres of influence reflect perseverance and endurance and optimism as much as possible through tough times. And we share stories of our forefathers and people who went through times that were actually tougher than we're enduring, and helped bring people through those with their responses. And that is so critical. When George Washington led our troops across the Delaware on Christmas night and attacked Trenton, no one thought that anything like that could happen. I mean, it was like David and Goliath. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought the war was virtually over. all the British had to do was go into Philadelphia, the capital, and it was game over. But Washington singularly willed that victory. And a paragraph I would love to read from David McCullough, 1776. He said, again and again in letters to Congress, to his officers and general orders, he called for perseverance in spirit, for patience and perseverance, unremitting courage and perseverance. Without Washington's leadership and unrelenting perseverance, the revolution almost certainly would have failed. And he said, perseverance, never giving up, controlling how we behave, deserving of success is one of the lessons we can learn from George Washington and the other founders. And that, to me, explains it all. He would not let the country give up on the revolution. If he would have backed off, the country would have been lost. And that's why when we look at how people revered him and offered to make him king or president for a lifetime and said George Washington slept here, they knew that he alone made the difference in our independence.
Great, great point. And again, why we also need to make sure that individuals like him and others like him, or you know, he himself and others like him, don't get wiped from the history books, Richard.
Absolutely, and that's they're attacking our history now, and they want to focus on him and his slaves. Well, yes, in today's terms, that is a deplorable situation, but we need to focus on the big picture, not just that singular micro picture there. And what he did for the country was much greater than that failure.
I also like the quote, Albert Einstein, you have in my notes, it's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. That's pretty good.
Well, and that's so true, and that's the difference. The people that were inventors like that, and I've got one we can talk about on Edison as well, they were used to failure.
Yeah.
And we have been spoiled as a country to have things so easy. You're in my generation had it easier than our parents. Our kids have it easier than we've had it so far. And we only have to look back at our parents and grandparents, as we've talked about, that went through the Depression, two world wars and nuclear threats and other things that had it worse than we've got it still to this day. We've got fresh water and food and electricity and internet service and smartphones and all kinds of things people in history have not had through their challenges. And we need to take advantage of those positives to best endure and persevere to seek our goals.
Agree. And as much as we know we're fighting a battle, and I know some folks get discouraged on certain days, a good majority of our founding fathers literally lost everything in the fight that they engaged in. And Richard, I know of nobody. I mean, there's a few, I guess you could say, that have lost things over what we're doing right now. But in general, Richard, we don't have, you know, masses of individuals that are losing everything, life included, to fight a fight right now.
That's true. And if our power goes out for an hour, some people can become very, very upset over that, whereas that's very common across the globe for that or even more. And so in perspective, we have it better than other places, although you and I are not happy with a lot of the things going on right now and wish that we could change a lot of the things going on. We have to recognize the things we can't control and take advantage of those we can and go make the best of the situation we're in. And doing that, we reflect that attitude to others that will encourage them as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think really what saddens a lot of us, you and I included, is the fact that we know we can do better. It's like your child that gets a D on a report card when you know darn good and well they could have got an A. They just didn't perform correctly to be able to, you know, to get the A like they should have gotten. I feel like as a country, we're kind of in that same boat, Richard. We are capable of A's and A pluses, but right now we're at a D minus.
Precisely. And to me, the sad thing, this was an unforced error, as they say in tennis. This was not necessary. And what is more disturbing to me is I believe the policies that are hurting us right now are purposeful policies to change our political system.
Yep. And again, to your point, those of us that are in this fight, and a lot of us are, And I will also say this, Richard. I think one of the things that I would just want to get your opinion on this. I think one of the things that we on our side don't do very well at times is utilizing individuals in the fight at what they're best at. What I mean by that is, you know, some folks are great at, you know, polling or, you know, going to the caucuses or going door to door and helping out a particular candidate get elected. Others work really well in the back office. You know, others like you and I can speak publicly about certain things. Unfortunately, though, I think at times we as conservatives try to shove everybody into the same box. And if somebody doesn't do what everybody else is doing inside the box, they're not worthy of having them around.
Well, I agree with that, and that's one of the things I've advocated with you before. It's frustrating right now because we want a lot of changes, and we don't know where to begin to try to affect those changes. And none of us can do everything to make those changes, but we can all do one thing. And if we find our one passion or strength and apply it, and if enough of us do that as citizens, then we will protect our freedom and turn things around the way we want.
Give us the quote from Thomas Edison.
Well, he said when he invented the light bulb, he didn't fail 1,000 times, that the light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. And so I think that's so important, because if he would have quit at 999,
right?
Yeah, we would have had the light bulb, but how long would it have been later? And so many of life's failures are people who don't realize how close they are to success when they quit. And as a friend of mine, Bird Baggett, says, don't quit before the blessing.
Yeah.
And so that's
great.
Why I advocate. Will we win if we persevere to the end in everything we do? No. But if we don't persevere until victory or defeat in every endeavor, we only taste success in the easiest of efforts. So the only way we achieve our full potential is to pursue every work to victory or defeat. And we must endure some failures to realize our grandest accomplishments. And so avoiding failure should not be our goal. Our goal should be to learn from failures, yes, minimize them, but persevere and reach out and try to be the best we can with the grandest achievements.
100%. Richard Battle again, richardbattle.com. Also find him on our website. You can listen to this again if you want to. Just go to rushtoreason.com. Richard, I'll give you the last word as always.
Well, we're just so grateful to be with you today. And Victor Hugo said, perseverance, the secret of all triumph. So I encourage people today, persevere through whatever adversity you're going through. Keep focused. Keep encouraging others. Because we never know that one comment that might make the difference in success and abandoning an effort.
Great point. Richard, as always, until next week, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless America.
Lord bless you, Richard. Thank you very much for what you do, and look forward to talking to you each and every week. Roof Max is next, Dave Hart. And folks, yeah, it's getting a little warmer out now. Will we have some more storms and hail even that come this spring, early summer? I don't know. It's Colorado. Anything can happen. Make sure you're ready for it no matter what. And what I will tell you is go to the roof professor, the guy that knows all about roofs. I'll be honest. I've not met anybody that knows as much about roofs as Dave. And I mean that sincerely. He knows them all. Commercial, metal, shingles, you name it. You know, asphalt shingles, you name it. He knows it all, and he can extend the life of your asphalt shingle roof with the RoofMax product. But if you just need roof inspection or something fixed, give Dave a call. He can do anything you need. 303-710-6916 or klzradio.com.
Dave Hart with RoofMax offers full-service roofing. With 20-plus years of experience as a roofer, Dave can work on flat roofs, tile, asphalt, metal, rubber, and more. He can handle full roof replacements or repairs, but he prefers to help your roof last as long as possible. Unlike most roofers, Dave Hart can restore your old, dried-out asphalt shingles to their original condition, adding years of life to your roof. An ordinary roofer might pressure you to replace your roof sooner, wasting thousands of dollars. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% the cost of a total replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications, RoofMax could help your roof last 15 to 20 years longer. Extend the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, where he can give you all of the options when it comes to your home, your loan, and the potential of the equity cash that's sitting there, and again, how to tap into that. He's got numerous ways to make that happen. 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500.
Want to keep making your 30-year payment but own in 15 years? Want to be able to access your equity for future needs and not pay for it now? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been showing Coloradans how to own their home in less time without changing their 30-year payment. Home values are at the highest in their history. Take advantage of being able to access your equity for 10, 20, 30 years without making payments now. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Worried about inflation? Everything getting too expensive? Learn how to be able to access your equity without having to refinance and pay closing costs over and over and over. Do it once, and you're good for 30 years. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Tired of paying too much interest to own your home? Stop! Learn how to lower your total interest cost, 720-895-0500. Locally owned and operated since 2001, and where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One of you actually sent me an article. This is from CBS 4. I think it'll probably make its way around, though. There is an HVAC company. No, it's not Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, although if it was, I wouldn't blame them. There's an HVAC company here in Wheat Ridge that says it will no longer service customers in downtown Denver. They don't feel like it's safe for their crew to be there working. By the way, can't say as I blame them. He said his crews complain about needles, drug paraphernalia, feces, and they also are concerned about theft. Again, I can't blame them. There's an article, I didn't get to it yesterday, but there's an article talking about how many break-ins and auto thefts, break-ins to the vehicles, I should say, break-ins and auto thefts, so stealing the vehicle, breaking in, stealing things out of it, stealing the catalytic converter, whatever, how much that's gone up around DIA. Charlie, I'm sure you saw the same article. And folks, this is what happens when we have the people that are in charge in charge. We've said that for a long time now, and the longer you leave these folks in power, the more of this you're going to have. Soft on crime. Let's just give out more handouts. People don't have to work. Let them suck off the system. And then we wonder why this happens. What's Charlie, what's the old saying, idle hands is the devil's handiwork? Am I saying that the right way? Idle hands are the devil's handiwork, or the devil's workshop. Idle mind is as well. I think you used to say hands also. Bottom line, people that sit around and are bored, don't have jobs, aren't working, don't have anything to do, guess what? They find stuff to do. This is why I'm going to talk about this most likely in the 5 o'clock hour. I've got some answers for our own White House on what to do to fix inflation. But folks, one of them is you got to get people back to work. Giving handouts out and just letting them hang around like is happening now does nothing but create more crime. And some of you say, well, John, why is that? Well, I have my own theories, but my answer is because those that want to get ahead in life know it takes work to do so. Those that don't care will suck off of anything they possibly can. They're leeches, basically. They'll suck off some other host until you scrape them off and cast them to the side. Now, I'm not saying we should cast people to the side, but you get where I'm going with that. Leeches suck off of the host. That's how they survive. That's how these people survive. They suck off someone else. You, because there is no such thing as government with money, so it's always you. Always remember that. When we start talking about welfare and social programs and so on, it's you and I, Charlie, other listeners that are providing that, by the way. The government doesn't provide anything. They are a funnel for you, the taxpayer. One of those things that we need to start doing a better job of communicating, by the way. Because government has no money, has no resources. Governments can borrow money. Even local governments can borrow money, which they do, by the way. They can do bonds and all sorts of other things. But again, guess who's paying that back? You are. You, the taxpayer. So we need to make sure that we're saying things correctly and stop saying the government does X or the government provides X or the government has lots of money. No, the government doesn't. It's our money. Bob, you're up next, sir.
Oh, this is Bob from Thornton.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm well, John. Hey, this is going right. Downtown Denver, I've been here 49 years. I moved here a long, long time ago. Denver was a wonderful place. But here's the combination that's going to be going on. As this inflation takes hold,
yep,
lived through it in the late 70s, early 80s, people start their dollars are going to be spent on basic needs, and their marginal dollars for entertainment and things like that are going to be the first things they cut back on.
Correct.
I see that the, for instance, like sporting events downtown, concerts, going out to dinner at restaurants and so on, that's going to, it's really going to take a hit. I think the Colorado Rockies are going to find out their attendance is going to fall off a cliff. But, people from the suburbs not going to take their little darlings down to a baseball game and step through the homeless and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to be bad.
Agreed. And real quick, Bob. Not only, by the way, everything you just said, spot on. I fully agree with only, I want to just add one thing to it. When they're really tight on money and they have other choices, and one of the choices isn't stepping over the homeless guy and a pile of feces, yes, they're going to pick something else.
Yes.
All day long.
Right. So, anyway, they're in trouble down there.
They are. You are correct. They need new leadership, Bob. Hancock's not cutting it. We already know that. And unfortunately, the person, who knows who that will be, could be a shim for all we know. The person ends up replacing him won't be any better. I hate to say that, because that particular individual that votes in the city of Denver, they need a lobotomy, Bob. They need a new brain because they don't know what they're doing.
Well, I have an idea I don't know if anybody else is. There's an enormous piece of ground north of 56. It's called the Rocky Mountain Arsenal.
Arsenal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At one point, the federal government wanted to give it to Denver to expand the old Stapleton Airport.
Right.
They said, no, it was all full of poison. Well, I think that the best way to take care of that would have been cover it with concrete for new runways. But now they have a wildlife refuge
out
there.
Correct. That's correct.
I'll tell you what. When I got drafted into the Army, I slept in barracks that were minimally habitable. I mean, no insulation on the walls, stuff like that. We could have all kinds of housing out there. You round up these people and say, "Here's where your place is. You got water. You got sewage. You got water." Well, even
see, you're kinder than me. I just want a one-way bus ticket and send them somewhere else. That's what I want. I don't want them here at all, Bob. I don't want to provide them a home. I want them gone.
Yeah,
I know that sounds cold and heartless, but that's what I want.
Pretty out there. And they could live like I did for $94 a month when I got drafted into the Army by Lyndon Johnson. And it was good enough for me. It should be good enough for them.
I'll leave it at that, Bob. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll take a break here in a moment. I love Bob. I don't want to give anybody any more incentives to move here that are homeless. We already have enough of that. So while, Bob, I like your idea, I don't like it in the fact that I believe that that would contribute to our problem and most likely not help. But now, on the same token, if it's $94 a month and they have to pay and you do all the things you're talking about doing, you know, maybe it would change some things. I mean, it's a thought. I'm not 100% against it, but I'm against all of these homeless camps and this patronizing of the homeless, if you would. And it's going to do nothing but get worse, by the way. And, folks, I'm not that cold that I don't have a heart for people that have lost their home, they're down and out, and so on. You guys know me. But that's not the case here. By and large, and I'm not wrong in saying this, by the way, by and large, these are individuals that choose to live this way. This is a life choice. This isn't because they have to. It's because they want to. And it's been proven even by, you know, Aurora Mayor Kaufman. He went undercover for, what was it, Charlie, 2 weeks and lived among them. It's by choice, folks, that they do this. They end up with, you know, addiction to drugs and alcohol. And yes, there's some mental illness that contributes. But it is not the major factor as to why people are homeless. It's a choice. I've interviewed them, by the way, on this program. They've called in with a cell phone, and we've talked to them in the past. Dan and I, when he was here with me, talked to these individuals that called in and said, "Yeah, I like this. I like my lifestyle. I like the fact I don't have to answer to anybody. I like the fact I can do whatever I want, go wherever I want, and there's no accountability." Folks, if we allow this to keep going, it's going to do nothing but get worse and worse. Am I against the homeless? Not the individual, but the lifestyle I am, yes. Very much so. These are the reasons why I can never run for political office because of what I just said. Just a side note, by the way. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage professor. He wants to make sure that if you're sitting on a pile of equity, you're 62 years of age or older, that you know all of your options, and one of those is potentially a reverse mortgage. He'll sit down, go over it with you, explain it, and then you guys can decide together whether it makes sense or not. It's not high pressure at all, because that's not Bruce. He is literally one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and I mean that sincerely. 303-467-7821 or find him at klzradio.com.
Convert a portion of your home's value into cash without making a monthly mortgage payment. Call Bruce Simmons now at 303-467-7821. The equity in your home does not benefit you in retirement unless you convert some of your home's value into cash. You can't spend equity on food or gas. To convert housing wealth into cash, you really only have three options. You could sell the house, but then you have nowhere to live. You could get a new mortgage, but then you'd still have a mortgage payment to make every month. The federally insured reverse mortgage program, known as the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, allows you to convert a portion of your home's value into cash without making a monthly payment. The only requirements are that you continue living in the home as your primary residence, keep paying your taxes and insurance, and maintain the home. Nobody can explain reverse mortgages better than Bruce Simmons, so call him now at 303-467-7821. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, and Al will help you with your future financial plans. In fact, there's a class, Al's Step to Retirement. This week, I'm guessing, is pretty full because the second class of this week is tomorrow. Next week, though, brand new class, 17th and 19th. Find out if you can get registered for that today. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Maintain your budgeting momentum for retirement. Once you begin good financial habits, you're more likely to continue them. If you procrastinate, you're likely to continue procrastinating. A good plan will help your financial momentum, allowing you to see numerical projection of what it's going to take. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you strategize a great retirement plan that will include a clear picture of where you are now and an image of what you want your future to look like and include the steps necessary to get you there. With Al Smith's help, you'll learn how much you need to save in order to achieve your financial goals. Provide yourself with income that will last with the momentum of good habits. Al Smith can help people who are newly retired or have a 5 to 10 year window before leaving the labor force. You need to be realistic about your retirement with financial planning from Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial. Visit klzradio.com/money to maintain or establish budgeting momentum for your retirement.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We were going to have Gregory Wrightstone on today, but he got caught up and I think might even be traveling unexpectedly today. So Drew Allen, who was with us earlier in the week, has agreed to step in for Gregory. Drew, welcome. How are you? I should say welcome back.
I'm thrilled to be here. You know, I'm always in the bullpen for some of these other people in addition to being the starting pitcher. So Anytime I can get on with you, John, is a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I mean that sincerely. You're great. We enjoy talking to you. You've got an op-ed coming out. Abortion is death for the unborn, but it's life for the Democratic Party. We didn't talk about this the other day, and I tend to agree with you. Now, I also will say this. They're pushing as much life into this thing as they possibly can. The question I have for you is, you know, can they run this thing all the way to November?
Yeah, well, I actually don't think so because, you know, granted, it's a relatively partisan poll, but the RNC conducted a poll after that SCOTUS decision was leaked, and it found that it basically didn't move the needle at all in the favor of Democrats. In fact, only 1 in 5 independent voters really cared at all. And, you know, here's the thing. The Republicans have to be smart about this, right? Okay, I'll give an example. So the Senate just got Manchin to come on board with the Republicans to vote against, to filibuster, essentially,
right,
giving this new Democrat law that would federalize abortions, to pass that. And what they're not talking about is that the contents of that bill would have basically made it legal to abort a baby up until birth. But look, they probably knew that Manchin wasn't going to be on board with this. You know, they do polling inside, mm-hmm, before they bring this stuff,
right,
to a vote. And so, but the headline, the talking point going into midterms is going to be, you know, Republicans unanimously oppose women's rights, right?
Right.
But the bill was so radical. They're trying to claim that Republicans are radical in their abortion views, but they're the most radical of all. And so I don't really trust Republicans to do well with anything because they're the opposite of master strategists. But this is the thing. They're the insane ones that want to abort a baby up until birth.
Exactly. Here's a question for you when it comes to the proper conservative, you know, Christian Republican response. And bear with me here as I try to work through this in my thoughts. I know that we all, and I'm one of them, feels like, you know, life begins at conception. I'm big on that. I've talked about that on this program many, many, many times. On the same token, to combat what's going on right now with what the Democrats are doing, I feel like as Republicans, we need to make sure that we are communicating properly that abolishing Roe v. Wade does nothing to end abortion. And by the way, we can't even add, as much as we'd like it to, it won't. We can't say that. We just have to say this is not going to end abortions. What it's going to do is put those rights back to the states, which is where they should have been in the first place. And nobody's going to lose their quote unquote right to an abortion, which, by the way, there isn't one. But again, just to make sure that we're talking correctly and we are countering what the other side is doing, should we not message some of this better? And maybe, I'm not saying we change our convictions at all, Drew, but how we communicate those convictions, I feel, needs to change.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the larger debate needs to be had, but it's important to win, simple battles for reality. And the majority of these people protesting, for example, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, they're convinced that overturning Roe v. Wade abolishes abortions, to your point. It does not do that. It sends it back to the states because abortion is not a right. It's not in the Constitution. Clarence Thomas said it best. Point to me in the Constitution where you have a right to abortion. It was a poor decision by the Supreme Court.
Right.
It was unlawful, frankly, not based on constitutionality. And look, the Supreme Court, Americans themselves, politicians, are not perfect people. They're amoral. It's the same reason that we had cases like Dred Scott v. Sanford, mm-hmm, in which the Supreme Court ruled that, you know, black people weren't, you know, American citizens. World War II, you know, the Supreme Court upheld that we could confine Japanese Americans, in camps because it was a national security risk. I mean, these were not constitutional rulings. And so, yes, and look, I'm a pro-life guy. I'm a Christian. I believe that life begins at conception as well. And my biggest complaint, John, about where the Democrats have taken this abortion debate is abortion is a form of birth control.
Right.
And so,
that's right.
You know, it's encouraging irresponsibility. I'm not going this way. I think it should be left to the states to decide, and it should be up to you and me to convince the American people in our different communities that this is an important issue that devalues human life.
Right.
But fundamentally, I mean, the issue of abortion, we're encouraging more of it. That's not what we need to do. We need to encourage people to behave responsibly. And the truth is, if I was going to go to an extreme point, if abortions were banned completely, there would be less, not just because they couldn't get abortions, but because it would force people, if they're making a decision on some evening, that they might use contraception or they might start to act more and behave more responsibly instead of saying, well, whatever, I can just abort the baby if I get pregnant. That's the truth.
Agreed. No, and by the way, I agree with everything you just said. And I think, and I've said this before, I think our side, though, Drew, for years and years and years, and I've been critical of this, by the way, for years and years and years, we've gone after this entire, you know, ban, if you would, of abortion, which, by the way, morally speaking, is the right answer. OK, it is. Although strategically, Drew, I don't think it is. We need to be doing what the left has done for years. Chip away at it a little at a time, chip away a little at a time. That's what they've done on their side when it comes to all the things that they've gained. Are we just so dumb we don't see that, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is absolute ignorance. I mean, I mean, if we go back in history, you know, we've been this party of, like, extreme tolerance, right? They call us intolerant, but actually our tolerance is the reason we're here.
Right.
We never addressed these issues. We never fought back and tried to win the hearts and minds of the American people with intellectual arguments. We just caved time and time again and let them gain the narrative. And so I agree. I mean, you know, it's hard. Like, speaking of, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm a Christian, okay, right? So I come out just like you. I say, look, I'm a life begins at conception. But look, I mean, these decisions, people disagree on these things. You know, we have different laws. Certain states still have the death penalty. Some don't have the death penalty. I mean, you know, it does get complicated, and people have differences of opinions. And so I don't think it's a winning argument, like Mitch McConnell coming out and suggesting that, well, you know, it's not beyond him and the Republican Senate there to try and pass a law that will ban abortions in all 50 states. That's not really the way to go about it either. I mean, unfortunately, we live on this world, right? We're not in heaven right now.
That's right.
So we have to play by the rules that exist here as well. It doesn't mean giving up our principles, like you said, but this is the reality, the imperfect world we're in. And we need to convince people to vote in a way for different states to pass laws that maybe agree with the majority of people that, hey, you know, this is wrong. But even these Republican states, John, most of them that have proposed, abortion bans, so to speak, they're heartbeat bans, fetal heartbeat bans. So 15 weeks is what we're talking about, too.
Right.
And that's lost on the American people because the Republicans, I mean, when has Mitch McConnell ever explained that to anybody? Never.
We actually, you know, to your point earlier, we do a really poor job at times of communicating the why we believe certain things on our side. It kind of becomes this, well, we said so, and that ought to be good enough, almost like a parent to a child. The reality is that isn't good enough. We need to do a better job of explaining things. And again, I'm one that just says we should start chipping away at these things. I'm like you. I believe, you know where I stand. I've said this many, many times on my program. Life begins at conception. I believe abortion is used as contraception far too often. It is not a woman's health issue any way, shape, or form. And would it be great if it was banned across the country? Absolutely. I also live in the real world, Drew, and know that that's not going to happen, probably not in my lifetime. If it does, great, but I doubt very seriously if it does. But if we could get it to where we start getting the right candidates elected because we message correctly and we tell people, listen, we're not out for an all-out ban on abortion. We want the states to decide how things work. And if you want to go live in that state where it's easier to get one, so be it. You can pack up the U-Haul and do whatever you like to do. That's the freedom we have in this country and why we have states' rights. The problem is we don't say it that way, Drew.
No, we don't do it at all. I mean, we're so ineffectual at combating the left and their indoctrination. I mean, the fact that people believe, I mean, for example, how can we address this in a way that is meaningful and impactful going forward so that we don't have this, like, you know, this doesn't turn to violent protests in the future? Well, explaining to people that the Supreme Court made a poor decision, explaining to people how the Supreme Court arrived at the false conclusion, twisting itself into pretzels to create the right of abortion. It doesn't exist. And to your point again, it's a states' rights issue, fundamentally. That's not even making the moral argument that might offend people who aren't Christian or believers or and so on and so forth. That's just strategic. Mm-hmm. That's just smart. That's just logical.
I agree. I just had a text come in that says the right needs to be united. That's how the communists mow the right down. And I think at times, and by the way, this texter is correct, because, Drew, what happens to us, I think, on the right is because we are tolerant and we allow different schools of thought and even freedoms inside of our own party to look at things differently and so on, that ends up being to our detriment at times.
Well, it does. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm actually concerned, not to change the topic on you, but with what's going on in Pennsylvania right now. With the Dr. Oz endorsement,
right.
And the fact that you know you have this black woman now who is surging in the polls to confront Dr. Oz, who is very unpopular, and you know this is a problem for our party because it's very divisive now. People are coming out and doing hit jobs against this woman, Barnett, right? Is her last name?
I believe that. Yeah, I've actually interviewed her before.
Did you? Well, I called her and left her a voicemail a couple hours ago to give her an opportunity to talk. Because, you know, I have a severe problem with this when it happens, when Democrats do it to us, and now Republicans are doing it to us. Mm-hmm. The most recent example, John, is on Twitter. They're misquoting her. You know, she had a tweet out there in the past that said, hashtag defund the police, hashtag BLM. But it links to a video in which she condemns BLM and condemns the defund the police movement, actually says it's stupid. But people on our own side are trying to destroy her right now because she's a Trump because she's not the Trump endorsed candidate, and I have no tolerance for that. You know, if you want to debate people, fine, but do not lie and deceive people about who they are.
No, like I said, I've interviewed her before. She's run for other offices in the past, and I've interviewed her in the past. And actually, Drew, I'll just straight up tell you. I mean, I like her. I think she's very spot on at least the things that I've talked to her on and the discussions that we've had. I have no issues with her whatsoever. And I'll be the first to tell you that I don't care whether Dr. Oz is endorsed by Trump or not. He wouldn't be my pick.
Oh, I agree. And, I'm trying to get this point out there. I don't know if I'm going to write a column about it yet or not. But, you know, Trump could actually do himself a favor and switch his endorsement.
Yeah, agree.
It would be a win-win for him because she's tied in the polls with him. His endorsed candidate could still win, and the conservative base would feel relieved that Trump had the humility to say, okay, maybe I made a mistake.
Well, and to your point, I hate the way our side battles over some of these things, especially before before and during the primary. I don't like that. I think that gets used against us, and we don't do a very good job of handling those things on the front. I get that's our system, and I've had people correct me on that and say, no, that's the way it's supposed to work, and that's the beauty of the system, and so on and so forth. Well, that may have been the beauty of the system 30, 40 years ago, Drew, but today it kills us.
Well, we're not quabbling about tax issues necessarily and small things anymore. We're talking about very severe differences that basically create a divide between capitalism mm-hmm. and Marxism and communism. And there cannot be any kind of middle ground on some of these issues. And look, my point that I'm trying to make lately is that if you look at what's going on with DeSantis, he's taking the fight to the left, and they're losing. I mean, he's gonna shellack anybody who's opposing him in the midterms coming up when he's running for governor again. And they've got more Republicans registered to vote in Florida than Democrats. And the point is, when we actually fight back and use our brains and our mouths and our minds, we win. Conservatism wins.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Spot on. If you need help getting a hold of her, I went and looked on my notes. I've interviewed her three different times. So if you need help getting a hold of her, let me know. I can probably put a good word in and help you out on that, too, if that's something you need, Drew.
Well, I'll reach out to you afterwards for sure, because I just want to give somebody an opportunity because, as a man of principle like you are, people need to have the right to speak for themselves and not be misconstrued in the media. And you work in the media, and I work in the media, and we know how the sausage
yep.
is made, and sometimes it's ugly.
I agree. Drew, thanks for filling in. I appreciate it very much. As always, you're welcome anytime, sir. Just reach out. You're always welcome.
God bless you, John. You're a great patriot. I love coming on.
Appreciate it, Drew, very much. You have a great evening. And High Five Plumbing is next. By the way, you can find Drew Allen. Just go Drew Thomas Allen, type his name, and you can follow him on Twitter. He's got lots of things he writes and so on, and he's all over radio and podcasts and so on, so he's easy to find. We'll have his links, by the way, in our show notes later tonight as well, so if you want to find him, you can do that. I love talking to Drew. He's just a really great man of passion, young man of passion, I should say, by the way, which I really enjoy. High Five Plumbing is next. Get that free water quality treatment, or sorry, test, not treatment, test. They can do treatment if need be, but let them find out where you're at first. 877-WE-HIGH-5, 877-WE-HIGH-5, or klzradio.com.
You once dreaded calling the plumber. You worried about their integrity, reliability, and overall morals. That was before you knew about High Five. Now you have a plumbing company that shares your core values of giving back to the community. On top of excellent customer service, reasonable pricing, and friendly technicians, High Five Plumbing donates $500 per month to a charitable organization no matter what. That's because the owners, Levi and Cassie, care about the communities they serve beyond potential profits. On top of that, they donate $10 of every High Five Club membership so you can be part of their charitable mission. They even give 100% of the proceeds from all apparel sold to a charitable organization of the staff's choice every month. And they donate 1% of the revenue from a service truck each month. You care about giving back to your community and you need a great plumber. Now you're not scared to call a plumber because they prove they care through customer and community service. Call 877-934-4445. Or 877-WE-HIGH-5 for plumbing that gives back.
Folks, again, if you're looking for ways to save money on your energy bill and you're going to run your air conditioning because it's going to get hotter and hotter as the days go by, it's already to that point now, you can offset that air conditioning system with the, it's called Ready Cool. Absolute has it. They install it. In fact, they installed it in my son Walt's house. It works really, really well. And I'll tell you, it's one of those things that will even out the temperatures in your home, make it more comfortable, thereby reducing the need for AC, thereby reducing your bill. 720-526-0231 is Absolute's phone number. That's our direct KLZ number, by the way, or find them at klzradio.com.
You spend a lot of money on your furnace. Now make sure your investment pays off for years to come. Sign up for an Absolute Advantage membership to maintain your HVAC systems. Now free to KLZ listeners for the first year. Call 720-526-0231. The team at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air provides long-term customer service, meaning they don't focus on a one-time sale. They want to become your preferred home services partner for the lifetime of your furnace and beyond. To prove their commitment, they're offering free Absolute Advantage memberships to KLZ listeners for the first year, a $369 value. Receive waived dispatch fees during normal business hours, discounted after-hours service fees, a free yearly furnace maintenance and safety inspection, and more. Sign up for the Absolute Advantage membership now. Call 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
An absentee-owned business is better than one you need to work every day. When it comes time to sell your company, the potential buyer doesn't want to have to work there. They want it to run itself. You need to think about your future and the future of your company. When you're a small business owner, you keep big business in check. You're a vital part of the local and national economy. Your responsibility as a small business owner is to be an active participant in the planning of your business. If you don't know how to plan for the future, that's okay. Call John Rush. He can show you how to make your business more profitable or even sellable, if that's the plan. Email John at rushmediainc.com for a free one-hour consultation.
American National Insurance is next. Actually, Paul Leuenberger, a good friend of mine, saw him today, by the way, stopped by my house, and we had a little chat, and good guy. He wants to make sure that you're saving the most money on your insurance, and just do that. He'll explain what he can do, how it works, and also make sure you're properly insured. 303-662-0789. Again, 303-662-0789.
You are responsible for making sure that you are properly insured, but you're not alone. While Paul Leuenberger believes in personal accountability, he wants to make sure he's setting you up for success as your home and auto insurance agent. Paul will teach you about how you can save money on your premium while being fully covered in case of a loss. Your insurance should be for emergencies, not petty cosmetic issues. Insurance is not a coupon, your bank account, or for maintenance. Paul Leuenberger will tell you that your insurance is for emergencies. And when you work with Paul, you'll be rewarded for your diligence. Ask him about their incentivizing rebate program. Take a higher deductible and take responsibility. It's just one of the ways they can afford to keep their rates low. Take control of your life. Take responsibility for your insurance coverage. Call Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance now at 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we have John Kunz joining us. We're going to talk about, I mentioned this with Andy yesterday, we're going to talk about Taiwan. Where does China stand with them? Why haven't they, you know, already done some of the things that kind of the handwriting on the wall is for? In other words, what's happened in Ukraine? When is this going to happen in Taiwan? And why hasn't, honestly, why hasn't it happened yet? So we'll talk to John here. This is not, as you guys all know, not an area of expertise for me. I have to bring folks in to talk about these things because, frankly, this is one of those areas I really don't know a lot about. So we'll talk to John here in a moment, get his feelings on things and how things are going to work. He also is the author of They Call Me Ishmael. So it's a story about China, by the way, set in the South Sea. So South Pacific, I should say. All right. We'll talk to John here in just 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. This is hour number two. Again, if you missed any of this hour, catch it on our podcast, by the way. Just go to RushToReason.com. Otherwise, hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.